Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
All right, before I get to the 10 texts, I want to take another call on this, and we'll go to Mike in Royal Oak. Mike, welcome to 97 on the Ticket. Hey, Mike.
So, Mike.
Good day, gentlemen. How you all doing?
All right.
All right. My main issue with baseball these days is starting pitching. As there used to be, you know, a pitcher went 5 innings and he got credited with the win. But now you got pitchers that are doing 2 innings, 3 innings. The winning run is scored in the 3rd inning when the 3rd pitcher was pitching, but he only pitched some. You don't know who wins games anymore.
Well, it's still who's after the 5th inning. I mean, it's not, you don't get the win because you pitched the first 3 innings.
Now, Mikey, but you talk about the pace of the play and you talk about the length of the game. And there's way too many pitching changes these days, too. Way too. I mean, you get a starter coming out after 4 2/3, and then you do the pitching change. You got to stay out for 3 batters, and then I don't know. I like it how it used to be. I get it. Maybe I'm old. Gator's actually older than me, but I feel older in this topic. But I love this idea to try to get pitchers back to being the stars of the game and going deep in the games.
So here are the 10 texts.
Yes. Did anybody get it?
We'll get to that, Jeff. You'll have to listen.
I'm very excited.
Kurt from Royal Oak. The 4 names are Nolan Ryan, Nolan Ryan, Nolan Ryan, and Nolan Ryan. Andy says, Nolan Ryan, Justin Verlander, Jack Morris, Denny McClain.
Ooh.
Getting closer.
Not bad.
Bob at work says, JV, Max, Price, Kenny Rogers.
Are we allowed to say how many each text got?
Nope.
Oh, come on. What fun is that?
Steve says, Nolan Ryan, Jack Morris, Tom Seaver, Randy Johnson. A couple of new names.
That's
there.
A good run. That's a good roll.
See, from UNT says Nolan Ryan, Greg Maddux, Roger Clemens, Denny McClain. The 4 names are John, Paul, George, and Ringo. That's from John in Lake Orion. Cy Young, Nolan Ryan, Tom Seaver, Roger Clemens. Nope.
Cy Young, they
Cy
say.
Cy Young in there.
How many? What was his pitch count?
It's 300, I think, per game was his pitch count. Nolan Ryan, Tom Seaver, Jack Morris, Steve Carlton.
Steve Carlton.
That's lefty. One. Jack Morris, Nolan Ryan, Randy Johnson, Greg Maddux. That's from Pat and Wyandotte. And then finally, are the names Denny McClain, Mickey Lolich, Nolan Ryan, and Justin Verlander?
Nobody got it.
That person got 3 of the 4.
Nobody got it.
3 of the 4 there.
Now, to be fair, Kang and I made the list, and then when we quizzed Gator, Gator nailed them.
Because I've done
super quick.
Nobody got one of the names. Okay, so here are the names. The names are Denny McClain, Mickey Lolich. Those are the first 2 that will come up every time because they threw, you know, 300 innings, and we know 1 million complete games and all that because it was a different era.
And their arms never did fall off, by the way. Never.
No, and they...
I'm just saying, they didn't fall off.
Well, Denny's may have later on, but... those are exceptions to the rule. Nolan Ryan, who pitched forever, you know, pitched till he was like 47 and was still throwing 95 when he was done. And he was, you know, that's absolutely quintessential exception to the rule. And I don't know how many complete games he had in his career. I don't have his stats in front of me. I'm guessing like 300 complete games in his career.
222.
There we go.
So pretty close.
And the other name, which nobody listed, and I'm surprised.
I am too.
That nobody listed. And that is former Detroit Tiger, Mark the Bird Fittrich. Now, Mark Fittrich only really played 1 season in baseball in 1976, and it was amazing. He was hurt after that, and the most starts he had in the season after that was 1977. He made 11 starts. He started 29 games in 1976 and had 24 complete games, 24 out of 29.
Pretty good.
Total stud.
With a 2.34 earned run average, a 19-9 record, he was ridiculous. He was an all-star. He was the rookie of the year, 2nd in Cy Young Award voting, 11th in MVP voting that season, and threw 250 innings in the 29 games he started. He also had 31 games total. After that, like I said, the next season he got hurt, pitched 11 games, started all 11, had seven complete games that season with a 2.89 earned run average. I didn't realize he was this good in the limited time that he played after he got hurt and was trying to make the comebacks. I thought it was a lot worse than that. The next year he pitched and started three games. Two of those were complete games with a 2.45 earned run average. So those first three seasons, that's pretty impressive work to have that ERA that is right around 2.5 or less. And he won 27 games in those three seasons with 43 starts. In 43 starts, it's 31-33 complete games. Yes, different era, and we were terrified we're going to have to go through all these names and all the numbers. I just went through Fidrich's numbers because I think those are always spectacular.
I just looked at Nolan Ryan's pitch count. Like, his second to last year, he's 45 years old. It's like 1996. He's still throwing 127 pitches a game.
It's unbelievable.
That's so amazing.
It's unbelievable on so many levels. Like,
yes.
One, how old he was.
Rolaids, man.
Two, how R-O-L-A-I-D-S.
Not steroids, Rolaids.
Anyway, well, yeah.
Look,
how hard he threw, how old he was when he threw it, and how many pitches he was throwing at the time. Now, it's the mid-90s, and that's the thing. That's guys were throwing, still throwing 120 pitches. That was going on.
I mean, Verlander, back in as recent as 10 years ago, was throwing 135 pitches. Do you remember Edwin Jackson? Hitter. He had 149. It was 149.
265 pitches.
He walked seven dudes, still had a no-hitter.
Yeah.
Like, they allowed him to stay in the game at 149 pitches. Now, that's the baseball I love. Those were the days, my friends.
The game has changed. And that's what happens with analytics, and this is why some people don't like it, and a lot of people are voicing their displeasure with this, and this is why that they're all for having this kind of rule proposal where baseball's saying, hey, you gotta have your starters go six innings.
Remember,
because the way that they're doing it right now, they're not throwing enough pitches for their liking.
Remember when Jack Morris on the Bally's, maybe it was Fox Sports Detroit, like, openly mocked Max Scherzer because he didn't have a complete game to his name. And then one day, it was like a weekday against the Chicago White Sox.
Against the White Sox, yeah.
Max Scherzer threw a complete game and made a comment like, what do you think about that, Jack? And Jack's like, great. Now go do it like 500 more times. Like, shut up, dude. You got one complete game. Now, one complete game, you're like an all-star.
Yep. Now the game's changed. It just is. You know, I mean, look, they used to run a lot more. They don't run as much as they do.
Well, they tried to make rules make it, though.
Right. I get it. Yeah. And this is, I guess, to try to get the innings count back up there. But I don't know if it's necessary. I just think everything is cyclical. Let it run its course. I mean, if it gets to the point where starters are going 50 pitches and they're out after four, and then they don't even get credit for a win because they didn't get the
fifth
inning.
They'll have to change the rules.
If the league totally changes over where you've got four-fifths of your starts are openers and you've got a guy who pitches just the first inning and then the starter comes in, throws the next five, so he gets credit for the win, I get it. You're going down, but that's going down a slippery slope, and I don't think we're there.
Do you remember I think Lynn Henning actually started this, the quality start stat. Was that him or John Lowe?
No, it was John Lowe.
John Lowe. Okay, quality start was six innings and three runs. Is that correct? It's been a while.
Four, I believe, which is, I think it's four. Is it six and three or is it six and four?
It was one of the two. The bottom line is we all used to mock that stat, like, oh, stupid, big deal. He's got like a four ERA. Who cares,
right?
It's like
a 4.5 ERA.
Right, no big deal. Now, a quality start seems like legitimately a quality start. You're like, whoa, all right, guy won six innings. I'll throw him a parade. I hate guys leaving after 4 2/3 or after five innings. I hate my starters leaving early after 90 pitches. And I especially, and again, the Tigers won the games, but I especially would lose my freaking mind if I was a Mariners fan and watch back-to-back must-win games, starters leaving at 85 and 90 pitches, and you end up losing the games. That would drive me bonkers.
Well, it's interesting. You know, people have brought up Clayton Kershaw, right?
Yeah.
Earlier on, I think you brought his name up. You know, Kershaw in his prime was only throwing 105 pitches at most, like per start. And that was as recent as, that's in the beginning of his career. 2010, he was throwing 105.9 pitches per game. And then he went on a streak 105, 105, 103, 100, 102. Hasn't thrown on average more than 100 pitches in a game since 2015. So since 2016 and forward, it's all been in the 90s and the 80s, and then this year it's in the 70s because he's been banged up.
That's not the kind of starting pitcher I want. I want the Nolan Ryan.
You don't want Clayton Kershaw?
No,
just
no.
Turn him down.
He's friends with Matthew Stafford. I'll pass.
What?
How do they know each other?
Did you know that?
How do they know each other?
You guys know that?
What are you talking about?
Oh, I broke news, didn't I? Yeah. I didn't think anybody knew that.
97-1, the ticket.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.